Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunabrady. A commonly followed measure of consumer confidence in the U.S. economy just increased to the highest level since September 2021. What a difference a day makes. With the parts of the economy and the market rising briskly, the wealth effect from rising stocks is brightening investor sentiment. Some stocks like Nvidia are likely experiencing FOMO buying, which is known as fear of missing out. Investors seeing crazy gains in some stocks and not participating drives anxious buyers to follow the gains. Never a good idea, but it can pay off on occasion. And definitely not a recommendation to buy or sell anything, mind you. Meanwhile, President Biden, whose student debt plan was thwarted by the Supreme Court citing legal violation, said he believes he found a legal workaround. The current attempt relieves only older student debtors with some other details that aren't fully explained at the time of this writing. On the current proposal, 80,000 students with $39 billion in loans will be affected if the plan does go through. Elon Musk's, meanwhile, plunge into the ownership of Twitter may be seeing some red in the future as competitor Meta, also known as Facebook, initiated its version of the real-time social platform, which they call Threads, and initial enrollment figures are off the charts. Perhaps the constant barrage of Facebook fact-checkers scrutinizing people's posts and the questionable violation of First Amendment free speech rights during the Biden-Trump election time period is finally taking its toll. I, for one, thought then Facebook turned Meta went way over the fence banning posts during that time. Like, way over. My opinion, of course, and likely not one some will agree with. AT&T stock now offers up an annual dividend north of 7% APR. Dividends are periodic payments from companies to shareholders. Looking at a chart of the stock shows a company that people maybe don't want to own. Year-to-date, the stock is down from about $19 a share to $14.50 as the time that I penned this. When a stock price falls and the dividend remains constant, the percentage return for new buyers of the stock goes up. Personally, I've used AT&T for decades and still do. Unfortunately, in my opinion, it is a poorly run company with horrendous service. At least that is my experience. Investors may be agreeing with me considering the downward spiral of its share price year to date. Again, my opinion and not a recommendation to buy or sell the stock. Not to pick on AT&T too much, as competitor Verizon stock and yield are similar. I, however, use Verizon as well, but don't lose any sleep over their products or services. And finally, on a more local level, the city of Grass Valley near me is considering adding an additional sales tax to support public safety risks posed to Grass Valley, said the city manager. Without giving many details on the proposal, the city is encouraging public input on the matter. With inflation raging and only slowly responding to Fed policy to address the rise in prices, the idea of more new taxes may not sit well with many. When a tax is levied, not all the funds make it back to the economy, as implementation and the mechanisms of allocating public funds always encompasses a certain degree of waste. It's unavoidable where government is involved. In the opinion of many, including myself, money is most efficiently spent in the hands of those who make it, mainly the consumer, like you and I. There is no administrative bleed-off as there is with tax implementation by a central agency like a government. With consumers still finding price rises across the board, another new tax will certainly push some over the edge into economic duress. Although the additional sales tax will likely be argued to be minimal, every penny taken from consumers has the effect on some, similar to the straw that broke the camel's back. Additional taxes, price increases, fees, or other monetary sinkholes may not push most into bankruptcy, but every dollar taken will certainly be the economic death knell for some. The reasons for new taxes always seem worthwhile, and they usually are. At some point, however, if we taxed for every need, there would be an endless bleed of funds from hardworking families. Maybe instead we should ask why those in power can't make do with the funds they already have. And if they can't, perhaps we should get somebody in there that can. Not making any friends today, watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast is my opinion only and does not represent the opinion of this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California Church License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunabrady.
a crime.